You're listening to audio from The Village Church. If you'd like to check out more resources or donate to this ministry, please visit tvcresources.net.
Church, I shared with you earlier that we have a really special morning ahead of us. And it's special because you're going to get to hear from two of our church planters that have been a part of our sending program here at TVC. Randall Bishop and Ethan Ezekian and their families moved here a little over a year ago because God had placed a call in their lives to see disciples made of Jesus and churches planted in great places of need. They're incredible men. They've been a gift to our church during their time here, and they're going to be incredible shepherds and leaders of God's church, both in Dallas and Michigan. We shared with you earlier this year, and Matt talked about it again last week, a key part of our vision over the next 10 years is to see 30 churches planted and revitalized. We desire to be a church planting church, not because of some numeric aspiration, but because the primary missional strategy of the New Testament is to plant churches. And because we believe a significant fruit of a healthy church is to multiply churches and leaders to the glory of God. So when I say the mission of God hasn't slowed down this morning, you are really going to feel that as these two gifted pastors share their heart and share with you what God has placed on their heart to go and do. And we as a church get the opportunity to hear, consider as a church corporately and also as us individually how we can take part in what God's calling them to do and ultimately what God's calling us to do.
Well, good morning, Village Church. My name is Ethan, and like Trevor just said, I'm one of the church planters here at TVC. I'm married to Dana, and we have three kiddos that we love a lot, and their names are Ellis and Abel and Esri. And just about a year ago, in July of 2019, we packed up our whole family and moved from Michigan to Texas to be trained as church planters here at the Village. And I need you to hear right from the beginning just how much my family and I have grown to love you, Village Church. Over the last few months, we've had the chance to marinate in this faith family. I've gotten to lead worship from time to time. We've sought the Lord with you, whether it be on Sunday morning or at Encounter or at Recovery or in the Institute. Even over these last few months of craziness, our hearts have been knit to the Village Church. We love you. I thank my God every time I think of you, and I thank him because of our partnership in the gospel. It blows my mind that our union with Jesus binds us together as a people so that we can get after the mission of loving God and loving people and making disciples together. Even when we're separated physically, we are united in the gospel to get after that mission. And it blows my mind with gratitude that my family gets to do that alongside the Village Church. And for us, loving God, loving people, and making disciples with the Village Church looks like church planting. And as I think about how God has shaped my call as a church planter, he's drawn me back again and again to one passage of scripture in Matthew 9 that I'd love to read for you. So Matthew 9, verses 36 through 38 say this. When he saw the crowds, that's Jesus, when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." So I grew up in a town called Brighton in a county called Livingston County in Michigan. And since Michiganders always carry a little map with us, I'll show you right where it is. It's right about there. I grew up there, but it wasn't until I left and had a family and did ministry in different places that the Lord began to change the way I saw my hometown. It was almost 2 years ago now when my family and I, we went home for Thanksgiving one weekend. And the Holy Spirit met my wife and I and began to change the way we saw the crowds, the thousands and thousands of people in the Brighton area who are like sheep without a shepherd. They're disconnected from Jesus. And the Spirit began to put in us a compassion, like a Christ-like zealous compassion, that we might see these crowds connected to the Good Shepherd. And so we are convinced that there in my hometown of Brighton, Michigan, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So let me tell you a little bit about Brighton, this town where I'm called to plant a church, this place that I love. Brighton is a place of beauty. And I mean that on a few different levels. If I were to take you on a tour of Brighton today, you would see a lot of natural beauty in the landscape. There's tons of lakes everywhere. And listen, there are shades of green in Michigan that Texans have never seen. But there's also the kind of beauty that you see when a community is sought after and people come to set down roots and raise families. And there's the kind of beauty that comes when people work hard and are successful and find comfort and security and independence. It's a hub community that sends people all over the state of Michigan. You've got Detroit to the east and Ann Arbor to the south and Lansing to the west and Flint to the north. It's a place that is marked by the kind of beauty that comes when everything looks put together and prosperous. And yet, beneath that beauty, there is brokenness. There's brokenness in Brighton because most of the people in the Brighton area live life apart from Jesus Christ. And when you live life apart from Jesus Christ, you will chase idol after idol after idol to fill the gap. And friends, eventually you will find the emptiness and even the despair that comes when those idols fail you. So we believe Brighton is in desperate need of the gospel. It's a place where people seem to have everything materially, but in reality, they have nothing because they don't have Jesus. And so when the Lord began to change my heart and change the way I saw the crowds in my hometown, my family and I were led to pray. And we prayed for a season and sought the Lord and sought discernment and sought the advice of trusted friends. And after that season, we were convinced that God was calling us to be the harvesters in the harvest field that is Brighton, Michigan. And so in response to that call, we are planting Union Church in Brighton, Michigan in the fall of 2021. And we're calling it Union Church because our union with Jesus in his life, in his death, in his resurrection, it is the lifeblood of our faith. And our union with Christ is what binds us together as a people, as the body of Christ, as brothers and sisters. So Union Church will be united in the gospel to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the glory of God and for the good of all peoples in Brighton and, Lord willing, beyond. And so I am begging the Lord that he would help us in this work, in this place where people are seem to have everything. We are being called to plant a church that tells people who are lost and broken, who are lonely and weary, who are distracted or apathetic. We're calling them to the truth that without Jesus, we have nothing. But in Jesus, we have all things. I'm begging the Lord to help us, but I'm also begging the Lord to help you, that you would believe that truth. That no matter what you have, whether it be money or a career or family or the most curated Instagram account you could ever have, that without Jesus, you really have nothing. But that in Christ, though you have nothing, you have all things. I'm begging the Lord that you would believe that and that he would stir up in you a desire to see that transformation happen in other people. That he would change the way that you see the crowd so that you might beg him for a mighty harvest wherever you find yourself, whether that be here in Flower Mound or in South Dallas with Randall Bishop or maybe even in Brighton, Michigan with Union Church. My family and I, we're going to continue to prepare to plant Union Church, and for the next few months, we'll do that preparation in Texas. And then in January of 2021, we'll move back to Brighton, Michigan with the goal of launching Union Church in the fall of 2021. And I would love to invite you to partner with us. We're trusting God. We're relying on him to raise up partners in the gospel for us. And, And we're hoping and praying that he will put people around us who will partner with us in prayer. Now hear me, I believe wholeheartedly the most important thing that I could ask you for is for your prayers. Our family needs your prayer to cover us. Our core team needs your prayers to cover us. Our church, our preparation season, our launch, we need your prayers to cover all those things. We need your prayers to go ahead of us, to kind of till up the soil and plant the seeds and cultivate the mission field so that we might see a mighty harvest. We need your prayers. So will you partner with us in prayer? We're also praying that the Lord would raise up people who will partner with us by giving financially. Church planting is a costly work, so we would be grateful and blessed by your financial partnership. And then finally, we're asking God to stir up in your hearts to go with us to plant this church in Brighton, Michigan, to labor alongside of us in the harvest field and to witness firsthand the harvest that we believe the Lord will bring. So will you partner with us? Village Church, I am praying for you. Hear me, from the bottom of my heart, I love you. I love you. I'm grateful that we get to do this work together, and I am so excited to turn it over to my brother, Randall Bishop.
What's going on, Village Church? It's so good to be able to gather with you, even though we are not gathered together personally and in the flesh, but it's still good to know that we have this means to commune with each other and with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm excited. I'm excited to share with you some of the things that the Lord has placed on my heart. And before I do that, if I haven't met you in person, what I want to do is just give you a quick bio of who I am and what God is doing in the lives of us, the Bishop family. God has given me a priceless gift in my wife, Matina. Matina and I have four children, ranging from the ages of 9 to 4. Their names are Emily Grace, Jeremiah, Azariah, and Micah. And we've been married for 10 years, and we actually met in Chicago at Bible College. And when we met, we just shared in ministry together. We did that for about 9 years when we lived in Chicago. And then after that, we saw the Lord stir in our hearts to do a new work and to return to my hometown of Dallas to start a church. And so for the next few minutes, I'm going to answer three questions, and I'm going to give you a word picture. And so hopefully this will provide some clarity for you as you understand a bit of what the Lord is doing in our lives and the journey that he's getting ready to take us on. And I invite you into the process with us. And so let's look at the first question. The first question is, why church planting? And in order to set that question up a little bit, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 says this. And Jesus came and said to them, talking about his disciples, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. And so that's the scriptural text. But check this out. If I could boil it down into an idea, I would say that disciples or believers in the Lord Jesus Christ are committed to him and they're committed to one another. And when this commitment goes public, we call that the local church. And so in each of the Gospels, in some fashion or another, you'll see what's recorded there after the resurrection of Jesus, that he instructs his disciples to take this powerful saving message of what he's done through the cross of Calvary to save sinners and to draw them and bring them to himself. And then what we'll see as the disciples come to him, that they are then sent out into the world to advance his kingdom agenda. And so church planting is the end result of being faithful to that instruction. And so that's how I would answer the first question. And now the second question is, why church planting with the Village Church? I've watched the Village Church from afar for a while now, And I've seen the faithfulness of this church and its leadership. And it's just been wonderful to observe and to learn from this church. And I've also seen this church make some good and tough decisions, which lets me know that this church is not afraid to get into the fray of the hard and the difficult things of ministry. And so when I think about that, this is a key decision that motivates me to lead my family in being a part of this church. And being a part of a church that has not forgotten its heritage. Just as Trevor mentioned, this is a church planting church, a church that was planted by another church. And I just want to build on that foundation. I want to see another church birthed and born here in the city of Dallas. And now I grew up in Lewisville, Texas, but a lot of my family lived in the city of Dallas. And so often I would be back and forth on the weekends in Dallas, in Oak Cliff, South Dallas, and in various areas of the city. And so as I looked upon that, I saw just the need. And I just couldn't put my finger on it when I was a young person. But then as I began to grow up and as I returned home, I could see exactly what the Lord was calling me to do. And it was to invest my life in ministry and preach this good news of his kingdom to those who need to hear about a resurrected king who can save and who can redeem and who can transform lives. And so, and that's why we want to partner and church plant with the Village Church. And lastly, I want to answer the question, why church planting in South Dallas? I believe Dallas and South Dallas in particular is in need of a fresh demonstration of the preaching of the gospel and an unleashing of the Spirit's power to save the lost and to encourage the wounded and the broken. And we could just look around in our day and we can see that this is the case. We are in need of a fresh move of God. And I believe that the Lord is calling me into that. And so that's where I step in. I step in with God's help and with the help of those who can see this vision and understand this mission and start a new work, start a new church in South Dallas. And so as we proclaim the King in word and in deed, what I'm hoping is that when we proclaim him, old believers and new believers in South Dallas will be rooted like oaks of righteousness for generations to come. And so we're talking mission and vision talk. And so what does that mean? Well, let me say it another way. Our mission as Trinity Gospel Church, that's who we want to be, is to proclaim the triune King so that all may know eternal life. And the vision follows suit. The vision is simply this, is to live in the nourishing flow of a hunger for God, holiness before God, and hope in God. And so we hope that as we move this mission forward, cast this vision so people can grasp it and be catapulted into something fresh for the sake of God's kingdom and glory, that South Dallas will be nourished for generations to come. And now consider with me, though, a word picture, a river. All the citizens of Dallas and DFW, we know about the Trinity River. It goes far down into the Gulf. But the Trinity River has not quite lived up to its name. That's due to a number of reasons. We think about its droughting, its flooding, the pollution, and various other factors, right? But the Bible speaks of, in contrast, a nourishing river for thirsty souls. Psalm 46:4 says, "There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High." And then again, the Bible talks about this river from Revelation 22:1. And it says, "There is a river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb." This is the healing water. This is the soul nourishing water. Can you see it? And folks, turning from sin to the Lord and from death to life, that's what we want to do as Trinity Gospel Church. We want to be a catalyst for that. And we want to offer the folks of South Dallas a drink from this gospel-rich river of life. And so here's the invitation. This is the invitation to do some real kingdom business. And so there's a couple of ways. Give. As Trinity Gospel advances, we'll need people to give their money generously. And that's the truth. We need partners to join us at various amounts. And I'd be glad to share the specifics with you, our church family. If you're interested, there would be an interest form that you could put your information in, and I'll be glad to reach out to you as soon as I can. But think about this as it relates to money. Henry Nouwen says, it is a taboo subject because of our own insecurities, and our insecurities are connected with it, and so we are not free. That is, we are not free to talk about money in advancing the kingdom mission, and that ought not be the case. So I'm inviting you to be free, to be free with me. Let's be free together as we talk about how we can be faithful and how we can financially advance this kingdom mission so that we as Trinity Gospel Church can be unhindered by the limitations of money. And then I'm also asking folks to go with us. If South Dallas, if the neighborhood of South Dallas has been on your heart for some time, I'd love to hear about that. I'd love to hear if perhaps you would want to join this kind of ministry and see a new church started in this neighborhood. And so South Dallas is ripe for the harvest, and South Dallas is ripe for the faithful laborers. And so lastly, I just want to ask you to pray with us. I want you to pray that God would give us wisdom as Trinity Gospel Church to do all of this work, this labor of love in wisdom and with hearts full of compassion and with hearts tender to the presence of our Lord Jesus. And please pray that Trinity Gospel would do the necessary work that is the heart work that will help us as a ministry team and as partners for the sake of the gospel to be a long-lasting church plant in the neighborhood of South Dallas for generations to come. And then please pray that God would provide the necessary financial resources to fulfill our labor of love, again, unhindered by financial means. And so I'm going to turn this back over as we continue to worship, and I want to pray with you. Let's do that. Father in heaven, we thank you for grace, and we ask, Lord, that as we continue to advance your kingdom, would you indeed, Lord God, help us to be a people who are kingdom-minded, help us to be a people who are gospel-minded, and help us to fix our eyes on the risen Savior for your glory and for the good of our souls. In Jesus' name, amen.